Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
We've upgraded to Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the first time in our That's Life lives.
Careers.
We're using Zoom to record our podcast.
We have modernized after the whole last COVID 2 years.
Lockdown. Yeah.
Oh, that there. I don't.
Oh, sorry. I said the C word.
It's scary enough.
Yeah.
You did say the C word. Tonight. I mean, tonight is going to be the night of spooks and ghouls and mummies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring all those things?
I'm bringing all the vibes.
Bringing all those things because I didn't really bring very much. I just brought myself.
You brought yourself to this. So are you prepared? Are you mentally prepared for what's going to happen to you this evening?
Not really. Not. I wouldn't say.
Oh, really?
Mentally prepared would be how I'd describe myself.
Well, I need you to
maybe
stand
I'm up. Unstable.
Unstable. Well,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not very stable. I must admit, my chair's a bit of a mess.
I need to
take it apart and start again. Anyway,
maybe I need a good fright to stabilize my mental well-being.
Exactly, and they do say. A good fright is the key to a quick heart attack. So that doesn't work, does it? That doesn't really help. Never mind.
No. We've gone straight back to the gold that we used to make of old times.
The gold of old times.
The gold of old times.
Was it silver? Was it bronze? Is it bronze? You say
I don't know.
The words happen. If they make sense or not.
It's just spiel, isn't it? It just comes out of my mouth. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, whatever feels right in your mouth, let it out.
And on that sweet. Oh, there's more. Could be sweet, could be salty.
Sour.
Savory. Savory.
Yeah. So
Should we start the show?
We are listening to a podcast hosted by me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Called That's Life, but because this is a special Halloween episode, we call it That's Death, because it's the opposite of life. We've had some good laughs on this. This is on this show. It's our favorite. Yeah. This is our favorite show of the year, isn't it? It's up there with the Christmas ones.
Well, it's as well as it being our favorite show of the year, it's also our first show of the year.
I was just going to mention that. It's been a very long time since we did one of these particular recordings.
Did we even do one last year?
No.
I think we missed it and it never came out.
Possibly. Or maybe we have to do another one. To make up, you know,
maybe
like a version two, but we'll see. So, Tom, tonight is obviously all Hallows Eve. Ooh, spooky. Ooh. What is your plans on the day?
Plans on the day. Go to work.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And then I'll come home and
very good
and hide from all the trick or treaters.
You'll hide from, have you seen those trick-or-treaters?
Well, they're scary. They're very scary.
What they dress up in.
I don't like it when they come to the door and they demand a trick or a treat.
And you have nothing to give them So they give you a trick. The next thing you know, you wake up the next morning. It's 4 a.m. You're in someone's basement.
You're naked. Your
hands,
sweating.
Your hands are tied. There's a figure in the corner, waiting, breathing heavily.
Oh, that's weird.
It's setting a nice. This is great.
It was quite scary till then, and then it just got weird. Why are they in the corner breathing heavily? What's that about?
Because there's some sort of creature.
Some sort of creep.
Some sort of creep. Yeah. But that's fine. That's fine, in general. But then you realize, oh no, it's just Darren from next door.
Darren from next door.
Oh mate, what's going on? And he says to you, he's eating too much candy. But it's fine.
He's high on all the candy.
Still doesn't explain why you've got no clothes on, but hey.
He's a creep. Yeah. Full on creep.
He's put your clothes in the washing machine. He's giving them a wash.
Oh yeah, he's helping you out.
Yeah, he's giving you a wash for you. It's fine. It's fine.
So what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to wake up in the morning, in my bed.
Maybe in your bed.
Maybe, hopefully, I'll make my way to the shower.
Mm-hmm.
With swimming trunks on, obviously, because
swimming trunks on.
I'm civilized, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And then I'm gonna go into the office to do some work.
Good stuff.
Shocking, isn't it?
Trick or treating? Are you gonna pretend to be a child?
Well, it wasn't on the agenda. If you just put
a big like cape on and like crawl around. No, no one's going to know.
Oh, yeah. Crawl around, yeah. No one will know the difference. Oh,
if Kerry goes as well, right? She dresses up as well. And then she's just like, oh, this is my friend. He's a bit funny.
Yeah.
And you just go, I want candy and more sweets. Yeah. And then you get some free sweets.
Yeah. People will be so sorry, feel sorry for me because I'm on that. I'm down there on all fours with a cape on.
the cape is to cover you all, so they can't tell that you're a grown man.
Yeah, and I'm just.
Well, no, the face can. You can keep the face out. They'll think it's a mask.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah,
they're like, "Oh, that kid's mask is really scary. It's really, really realistic."
But no, seriously, I'm a bit worried about Monday.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Go on. Why?
Because I might have to pop into the. I'm going to go and talk to our insurers.
Oh.
Stripe lightning. That was meant to be like a lightning bolt there.
Okay. Then I'm not going to add that in. Why?
What a lightning bolt?
Why don't you make the sound effect? No, but say the line and add the sound effect in yourself.
I'll do the whole thing again.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna go into our insurers. That's what it sounds.
Nice. Oh, that's scary.
How was that?
Yeah, that was scary.
That's terrifying.
Amazing. I thought it was a real bolt of lightning.
Did you? Oh, well done. There's been a lot of lightning recently, hasn't there?
There has, yeah. Climate change, is that? To blame
climate change to blame, probably that is terrifying.
That is terrifying. That is a real life terrifying situation.
That is a real. Let's not. We don't do real life on this show.
No. And we keep it very low brow as well. We don't want to start talking about real stuff of the world.
Science things. No, never even heard of it. As low brow as possible. We'll probably turn the lights off, pretend we're not in. Watch a scary film, you know, just generally scare ourselves to death.
Do you have a film lined up?
Well, this is a nice segue, actually, because I was going to ask you what your favorite scary film is.
Well, Well, this is gonna take a turn.
Gonna shock.
So
is this gonna send chills up your spine?
Well, no, it's a curveball, really.
Oh,
because
okay.
This isn't what you meant, but I'm gonna say it. The film that scared me the most is The Notebook.
No, really?
Yeah.
What explain to the viewer.
Have you seen The Notebook?
No.
No, so I don't really want to talk about it. But
Okay.
Well, it's just very sad. It's the one film I cried at in my adult life.
Well, that is scary.
Yeah, but it's like it's I don't really want to bring that. I hated it. But I'm just gonna what I'm gonna do is pretend I didn't say that. What is the scariest film I've ever seen? That's a good question.
What is the scariest film? Scariest film.
The Grudge was a little bit scary.
Oh, The Grudge Girl. Everyone loves The Grudge Girl.
No, not The Grudge Girl. The Girl in The Grudge.
The Girl in The Grudge, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've seen The Grudge, have you?
Yeah. Saw films are great. I wouldn't say they're the scariest, but
they're not scary. They're just like...
They're gory.
Suspenseful. Gory, yeah.
Thinking films, you got to think about what's going on. Saw's good.
Your mind fills in the blanks. That's the worst part about films like that.
Yeah, but it's good because is it seven films?
It's probably
and they're all linked and they all come back. They all link back to the first one and stuff like that. It's good.
So they try to be clever, don't they?
Yeah, it's good though.
But there are many great Halloween-y scary film franchises, of course.
What's your favourite?
Well, you've got ones like Paranormal Activity.
Oh yeah,
they finished that one. They finished that one now, haven't they?
I watched Paranormal Activity 2 at your house. Remember? And I laughed so much.
You were loving it.
When
you,
I watched,
you didn't get it. I don't think.
No. So when I watched the first film, when I watched the first film, I didn't sleep for like a week. I was like, it really got to me because it's like so real. And then I watched the second one at your house with you, with like, you know, the lights on and just sitting there, and like the bit where like they pull them down the stairs, and I was just laughing. I couldn't stop myself laughing. And we're like, you know, we're just laughing. It's just like scary. Vibe. So I think if I'd watched that on my own, I would have been a lot more scared.
That's true, actually. If you watch at least things by yourself, then it's got a different meaning to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
One of the one of the more recent horror films I've seen is called. It's just called Ghost Stories, and it's a British film. So it was made. It's meant to be like sort of the Hammer horror, Twilight Zone sort of, themes, and it's got some famous people in it, like. What's that guy who was in Sherlock? What's he called?
The guy that played
not
Sherlock.
Benedict Cumberbatch, the other one.
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman, yeah, that's it. He's in that. And he shoots his head off in the film. It's great.
Whoa, does
with
it?
With a shotgun.
His own head?
His own head.
With a shotgun?
With a shotgun, yeah.
Ooh, I'm thinking of a rifle. I think I was going to say, how does he? Is it? Is he must have a long arm to get? But if it's a shotgun, yeah, it's fine. Just ignore that.
Have I whetted your appetite? It's quite good.
Yeah,
it's quite good because it's got a paranormal investigator in it, and he's investigating these three hauntings. And as the film goes on and on, he doesn't believe in it. And as the film goes on, he starts to believe, and then he goes more and more insane film. And at the end of the film, he's like in a coma. I don't want to spoilers. But no, it's very good, and it's it was scary. It was scary at the time.
Yeah, that's good.
We might be watching that one, or maybe we'll settle for something equally as scary, such as Casper or something. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, Casper's a. That's got to be one of the first films that kids see, that you see as like a scary-ish film.
He's a ghost. He's a ghost. But yeah. It's okay. He's friendly.
He's nice.
It's okay.
He's nice ghost.
It's okay. He's nice. It's like in Ghostbusters, I guess.
Ghostbusters, yeah. Yeah. Have you seen the new Ghostbusters, like the more modern day one?
The one with the women? No.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
That's good as well. That's good. I quite enjoyed that one.
You enjoyed that one? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
I like when if they're going to remake a film or like do it again, when they do it like differently, like completely differently, because then you're just going to compare it with the first one and it's never going to be as good as the first one. So
looking at you, Star Wars.
Oh no, let's not get started.
I'll just take Star Wars is brilliant. I'll just take a minute to take a dig on Luke. Disney, that's it. Yeah. Ooh, spoilers. Ooh.
Spoilers.
No, not spoilers.
Have you watched all the other, like the little, like the shows they've done of Star Wars and stuff?
Oh, no.
No, no. I also have not, but I haven't had time. But
no, we've got.
They're never as good for me. I like the main films.
Yeah, exactly. We've got what's called a life, so yeah.
No, you don't. Don't give me that. When have you ever had a life? I've known you. I've 20 tried. Years.
I'd like to talk to you about something seriously now. This is a serious moment. Have you ever had what you would describe as an out of body experience? Do you know what I mean by that?
Well, maybe, but you give me your description.
It's the experience of where you feel like you've left your body, i.e. you're floating and you can see and hear and experience
like
things.
Watching yourself from somewhere, from a different view.
Sort of, yes.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Was that what you'd hoped I'd say?
Well, absolutely. So what I would like to describe to you now, and the viewer, listener, not viewer, listener, yes, is a recent experience I had with such a phenomenon.
Bum, bum, bum.
Ooh, spooky. Ooh, very odd. It's very strange. So this happened a few months ago, actually, when we were still in our old flat. I had I was asleep. So it was whilst I was asleep. And it was almost like it was a very real experience. And it was a bit weird.
Wait, whilst you were asleep?
I was asleep. So
and not just a dream.
I was fast asleep. Well, this is the thing. Was it a dream? This is what I was going for. So I was asleep, and in what you could say was a dream, maybe more, I was in our room, where we used to live. We had our main bedroom, and then we also had another room where it was another bedroom. So I was in the other bedroom in the dream, or whatever you want to call it. I was looking out the window, and the window looked down onto the car park below, and I was looking at my car. And the next thing I know, I was floating. I was floating away, and I was. It was almost like I was pulled to the ceiling, like right into the corner of the room.
So is this you, or is this the person you're watching that is you?
No, this is me.
So you're looking out of the window, or you're looking at yourself looking out?
No, I was looking out the window.
Okay. And then you start floating. Okay. So it's just one you
experience.
Yeah.
It's just me. And then next thing I know, I was being pulled towards, I was on the ceiling in the corner, basically at the corner, and I was propping myself up with my hands to try to stop me from going any further up. It was like something was sucking me through, trying to get me, sort of thing. And I remember thinking, I need to wake up here. I need to wake up.
Yeah, yeah.
And
blinking is the way to do that. Blink. That's the thing to do.
Oh, is it? Blink.
Yeah.
Blink.
Because then you start to blink in real life as well. And then obviously. Okay. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. Just say it's very, very real. That's the thing I need to add. It was, you know, the emotion, the experience has stayed with me.
Ooh, are you scarred
from that point? And it's made, I wouldn't say I was scarred. It's just made me think, like,
scared.
You know, is there? It's not scared. Well, it's partly. Well, it's a bit scary. You know, what was trying to suck me away. You know, it's like, ooh, into the corner of the room.
If I dream about this now, I'm blaming you. Okay. So if you've planted a seed that I now have this dream.
Well, I've awakened you.
Oh, I don't want to be awakened
to these possibilities. Leave me, I want to stay asleep. But then, I had another similar experience. This was only a few weeks ago. Well, I say a few weeks ago. This was when we were in Southampton for the football.
Oh yeah. So that's a few months ago. Yeah.
It was a few months ago. So again, we were extreme. Yeah, we were extremely tired. So this was the day we got there, but we were very tired because we got up early morning.
Mm-hmm.
We managed to get to the hotel. We spent the day wandering around Southampton. We're both extremely tired. And it was a football match that same day, and so we're just lying in bed trying to get some sleep. Next thing I know, the room is shaking, like seriously shaking. It's like,
all right,
what's going on? What's going on? Like I generally thought there was an earthquake or something, and I again started to float above the bed.
Is this, like you said before about having an out of body experience, but yeah. Are you? So you can't. So it's not that you can see yourself.
But in this second one,
yeah,
I feel like I was looking back down on us sleeping in the bed.
All right,
which is pretty freaky. And because and that's what weird, was happening, man. It was like I say, everything was shaking. So I was trying to, and in my consciousness was trying to, like, put my arm around Kerry on the other side of the bed to protect her. That's what was going through my head. But then I woke up again and thought, oh, that was weird. What was going on there? You know,
Had you had a drink on both of these occasions?
I don't remember the first occasion, but for the second occasion, definitely not, because we just wanted to get to bed for some shut eye.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
Well, lack of drink.
You hadn't had the drink.
Because I mean, hadn't had the drink.
Because I assume you have like 3 or 4 beers before bed most nights. Is that correct? I think I'm about right with
not
that.
Not anymore. not these days. Not this day and age. No. Not at all.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's opened my eyes.
I mean, I've had dreams and stuff
possibility of,
yeah,
you're flying. Yeah.
I've had dreams where, like, weird dreams like that, but then they're just dreams and I wake up and I used to have a lot of dreams when Ted was very small, like a few months old. I used to have dreams that he was still in bed with us. Like, he'd be in his cot.
Yeah.
And I'd wake up, or I'd be convinced that he was in, I could see him like lying in bed with us, and like kind of be like, oh my God, no, this is really bad. He's not allowed to be in here, and kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then being like, hang on. And then looking across the room and going, oh, he's in his cot. Of course he's in his cot. Why would he not be in his cot?
But
I had lots of that where I woke up in like a fit of panic, like,
I bet, yeah.
Catherine, he's in a bed.
No, he's not.
Like, in your head. What are you doing? It's like, no, he's fine. Go back to sleep.
Shush, leave, don't.
Yeah.
No. But there we are. So, but I've looked into this experiment, and it happens a lot in like hospital situations where a person is being operated on and they die, and they revive them, but afterwards the person says they saw everything that was happening. It's quite
freaky. Really?
Yeah. So they say they again, similar thing. They float up to the they float about the room. There's like a tunnel. There's like a light that they go towards, and all this sort of stuff. And then they're brought back through the medical intervention, and they can recall this experience. So it makes you, it just made me.
I don't know about that.
Something more.
I don't know.
Oh, well, what they did, they actually did a test. They actually managed to do a test around it. Okay,
right.
So what happened? This should be good. Right. So they in the operating theatre where people most likely to die, they put a message on like somewhere that you cannot see, like on the top of the operating theatre. And someone actually said they could read the message after they had such an out-of-body experience. So there's no way they could have read that for wherever, you know what I mean? So I'm of the
opinion. I'm skeptical.
I wouldn't say
they might have been in on this. Like they might have been like, right.
What it says is this.
Just right. Yeah. And then they're like lying in their deathbed or whatnot, and then they go and float around, or say they float around, whatever. Then you go, I remember Muffin Top. Does that mean something? And they're going, oh my God, that's it. There's no way you could have seen that. And then like, and cut. And they go, great job, guys.
Good job. That evidence, right? So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. But I mean, it might
be completely
true, and I'm completely wrong.
Who knows? We will find out at some point.
We might not find out.
Possibly.
Because we might just die, and then we won't know.
That's true. Well, we wouldn't worry about it.
The fact we don't know means that we'll know, but we won't be able to know that because we'll be dead. But we won't know. Do you see what I mean?
Exactly. I do. I know.
If we just die, then we won't be able to know. That there's nothing to know.
And isn't that a terrifying thought, listeners?
Yeah. Be afraid.
So
perhaps we should do something fun. Afraid. Maybe do something fun now. Chiffing. Well,
I've got to finish us here, 30 random creepy facts to deprive you of sleep.
Oh, ooh. God. Okay, right. Let's do it.
You ready for this? Ready for this?
Is this going to really deprive me of sleep? I guess it probably will.
It might do. Well, it might do. It depends. You say out of 10, how much this will deprive you of sleep?
I've got to go outside to the garage at the end of this show to get washing in. So it's going to be very dark. Yeah, we're constantly doing... This is your 10-minute warning. 10-minute warning. So
10 minutes?
So we're on Zoom now. So we've got Zoom time. Time is 9:47, 6:45, 9:44, 3:02, 9:40, 9:40, 9:38, 37, 36. Okay.
Would you allow me to do these facts?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, crows can recognize and remember human faces. So next time you see a crow, don't be an asshole.
Oi, Tom.
Can I say that? Yeah.
Oh, well, you can. Gotcha. I mean, you've already said it.
That one will keep you up at night. Okay,
that's relatively. I mean, I can recognize human faces as well.
That's true, but now you know a crow can.
Dogs and cats can as well. Pets surely can they not?
They probably recognize smell rather than the face.
Really? So your dog doesn't recognize your face, but it recognizes your smell. That's
because aren't they short sighted or something?
I don't know, but you know, a dog when you walk in the house or whatever, or whenever they see you, it's like, oh, it's you. Get all excited.
Possibly.
And anyway, we don't have time for this. Next fact, we do please. Have time.
Tooth in the eye surgery. Surgeons put a tooth in a blind person's eye to restore their sight. It was pioneered in the 1960s, and it actually works and is still being done today.
What? No, what?
A tooth in a blind person's eye to restore their sight. I don't think I'll lose sleep over that one.
I mean, okay. I just don't know what to think of that.
I don't know what to think about that one.
It sounds like that wouldn't work. It sounds like that is a load of rubbish. Bring a tooth in someone's eye. Oh, I can see again.
Very strange. I can see you guys. Okay, never mind. Okay. Next one. Number three, real corpses were used in the 1982 film Poltergeist. That is pretty. That is pretty scary.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. Actually, I've seen that film.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that film, and that explains a lot.
I think that's the best one so far.
That's a good one so far. Okay,
but it's not saying much because the other two are rubbish.
Okay, this one's a good one. There are bodies of 150 dead hikers on Mount Everest, and they're used as landmarks.
Yes, frozen ones as well. Where
that's pretty frozen. I've heard this one. I have. Yeah, I've heard this one before. It's pretty creepy, isn't it? It's pretty like, oh dear, because they can't remove them, can they? I mean, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Anyway,
how do you get them home? And I mean, I've seen it in films and stuff where they're going along, and then suddenly it's like, their face, like their eyes are wide, and they're like, like frozen in into the cliffside or something. So
yeah,
I'd have thought it's a bit like that.
I imagine scary. It'd be very similar.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good.
That's a nice one. Fact five, the Pteropopsis dunneri jellyfish.
Pardon?
A jellyfish is officially known as the only immortal creature in the world. It lives forever.
Ooh.
So there you go.
How do they know that?
Well, they must have had one. They must have asked it. You know, how long do you remember Jesus? And he goes, yeah.
I was around before Jesus.
I was way before Jesus. God, good old Jesus.
So, right. Are they basically saying that they've had one that just hasn't died yet?
There's
no reason it will die, because you can't say forever, because you know, we haven't been here forever, It's going quite deep, isn't it?
This is quite deep, yeah.
Getting a bit deep.
Going down the list, number six, a haunted radio station from Russia has been broadcasting a dull, monotonous tone for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the last 3.5 decades. Every few seconds, it's joined by a second sound, like some ghostly ship sounding its foghorn.
Sounds a bit like That's My Podcast.
It's a live feed. I'm gonna listen to the live feed after this.
Okay, that's just weird. What's the point?
Number seven, climate change is making spiders bigger. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine that they're big enough? Number eight, dogs like squeaky toys because they mimic the screams of their prey. How do they know that? How does a dog know that? Especially a domesticated.
Maybe it's an inbuilt instinctual thing that it's like cats as well. They go and catch stuff, don't they? They're still going to catch mice and birds, and it's like how dogs love the beach.
And they
love the beach. They can't. There's something about dogs. Put a dog near a beach and they go mad. They got to go to the beach.
He's just got to go. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Number nine, spiders can survive in space. Don't think that's particularly good. Good for them.
Next.
Number 10, two Scottish surgeons originally invented the chainsaw to assist childbirth.
Oh.
I call BS on that one, but sure. Okay. Number 11, locked-in syndrome is a condition in which a patient is fully aware but is struck in coma state. Know about that one, and it is awful. Yes, you wouldn't wish that on anyone, I don't think.
No.
Not nice. Number 12, the film A Nightmare on Elm Street is based on a real story reported in the LA Times. A boy was terrified to go to sleep, and when he did, he died while screaming about a nightmare. Hang on, so he woke up? Huh?
Yeah, just screaming of...
A boy was terrified to go to sleep, but when he did, he died while screaming about a nightmare.
I guess maybe he was screaming in the nightmare. He was still asleep. But
how did they know that?
Because someone else was there.
Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
Freddy was there.
Okay, fair enough.
Freddie was there. How many of these have you got to come?
I said, well, there's another 17.
Is there? We've only got 2 minutes left.
Okay. I'll just say the good ones.
Well, we can always come back if you want for part two, or we can just fit it in now.
Number 14.
How quickly can you talk?
I can talk pretty quickly. Number 14. When you die, the last sense to leave your body is the ability to hear. Ooh, that's pretty. That's pretty deep. That's quite deep. So you'd be able to hear someone say, "Thank God he's dead."
What I'll do is you keep talking, and I'll say goodbye and thanks to the fans in the gaps.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay, that works.
Okay.
Ducklings can engage in the cannibalistic behaviors when they're bored. Bored? That's stupid.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show.
80% of the ocean is unmapped, unobserved, and unexplored. Well, that's just boring.
Please like and share.
Technically, it's not impossible to die from holding in a sneeze. Some injuries from holding in a sneeze can be very serious, such as ruptured brain aneurysms, ruptured throat, and collapsed lungs.
I remember you telling me about someone who sneezed their brains out. And you said...
Did I?
Yeah, and you said to me, "What do you think his last words were?" And I was like, "I'm not sure." And you said, "I think it was, That's always stuck with me.
Achoo.
Always stuck. And then, we've got less than a minute left of this Zoom call, and the show will end.
250,000 deaths a year are due to medical errors.
It's been a pleasure. Yes, I hope you've enjoyed the show.
Criminologists estimate there is a 1 in 3 chance police will never identify your killer if you're murdered in the US. Just don't go to the US.
We will try and be back for a new show.
You're more likely to die on your birthday. The chance someone will die on their birthday is 6.7%, which is higher than any other day. That's just weird. And some female spiders allow their young to eat them alive. Delicious. Well, thanks, everybody.
Lovely.
Good night.
Good night. Sleep well. Have a good fright. A safe fright. And we'll see you all soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.